Speaking of people with cool jobs, coming up next to the stage, another person we met through Tanner Woodford told an amazing story back in June. So happy to have him here now. This gentleman is the partner and community director at Designation. This is Mike Josie. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. two things before I get started, real quick. I asked Eric last time I was here to kind of help me with the stand thing. And he didn't, and I said as a joke, there'll be a little extra something in your paycheck this week. And Claire accosted me outside afterwards. She was like, who told you we get paid for this? The other thing is there was a photographer at that event, and I was doing something, because I talk with my hands a lot. I was doing this, apparently, I forget what it was for, but the angle that the photographer caught it at looked like I was doing like a Janet Jackson. So I'm going to try not to do that again this time, just in case. Okay. 3 months ago, I stopped drinking alcohol. When I tell people that, I pretty much always get the same reaction. Like, forever? A lot of them bristle, and they kind of recoil, and they steel their shoulders a little bit, and they narrow their eyes a little. They're summing me up. Is this guy judging me for drinking now? And then they judge me for thinking that I'm judging them. Maybe that wariness is a generational thing. I mean, everyone my age had that dick friend in college that went straight-edge vegan. And was instantly morally superior to everybody else. People really want to automatically defend their definition of normal. So I have to scramble for a response that is going to signal that everything's still okay. Usually it's sort of a disaffected, yeah? Then everything sort of slumps forward with them, and they're curious. There must be a why I did this. But the truth is that there wasn't really a distinct reason. It wasn't health-related, and it wasn't about addiction. So I'm going to get back to that in a minute. There's this term in psychology called imprinting. The first time I ever drank beer, it was my dad's Coors Light. You maybe know where this story is going. I can count on one hand the number of times I've seen him drink something besides a can of light beer. So from then on, I just assumed that beer was supposed to taste like water. In college, when I was still underage, I would get served by a waitress friend at the dive bar across from campus. I had the pick of any drink in the place, and I ordered a goddamn Budweiser every time. I think the psychological term for that is bad decision-making. So later on, and in my life, and especially when I discovered Binnie's, sweet, wonderful Binnie's, I finally trained myself to develop a palate. Bourbon stouts, rum, mezcal, white Russians, Bailey's, vanilla vodka, Malbec, yes. Moscow mules, whiskey, IPAs, no. And then there was Malort. The existence of Malort is proof that this was a good decision. As a functional adult, alcohol is everywhere, which means it's really easy to incorporate that into your daily routine. I drank something with dinner out. I got drinks before dinner. I got drinks after dinner. I would have a beer mosa at weekend brunch. I would have a beer with lunch. I would mix a drink when I got home from work. I'd maybe have a beer when I would make dinner. And as a functional adult in Chicago, alcohol is really everywhere. An hour after you move here, someone knocks on your door and hands you a beer, a donut, and a steak. That was my official welcome kit. I don't know if anybody else had that experience. In other words, drinking ends up becoming a utility rather than an app. It's not like Twitter, actually, these days. People start to subconsciously reach for it when they have a thought, and they believe that writing a tweet about their daily minutia is like eating and blinking. What I figured out, and this might sound a little weird, is that drinking had lost its meaningfulness. Maybe it never had any, and maybe the point of drinking is to make it ordinary. So a quick story to explain what I mean by that. A few weeks ago, I had three friends visiting from out of town, and we all went somewhere in Wicker Park for dinner, and I asked them what they wanted to do after, and of course they said, let's go to a bar. I took them somewhere that was packed and loud, and we ended up standing around a table in the corner. Now, I've been listening to music really loudly for about 25 years. So when it comes to a loud room, I have a hard time processing and filtering distinct noises. So I can hear somebody across the room the same way that I can hear the person right in front of me. So I haven't really enjoyed bars for a while, but now since I'm not drinking, it's kind of like taking a sloth through a dog run. So three things hit me at this bar. One, this bar is just like every other bar in the world. There is nothing special about it. Number two, the idea of going to a bar and standing around a table is a ritual. The people of the reason may not be special, but the ritual itself is, or the people of the reason may be special for going to the bar, but the ritual itself is almost never special. And three, my whole adult life has been built around this ritual. Actually, so much of our collective social experience is as well. Alcohol is meant to be communal, given freely to all who want it. Pass the bottle, BYOB, buy a round, take and drink from it, all of ye. So much of what we fundamentally believe in about alcohol is that it's something that brings us together. So I feel oddly like I'm letting down my friends by not wanting to participate in that. And not just friends, it's my coworkers at company events, my family at Thanksgiving, asking to meet dates at somewhere other than a bar. It's really impacted a lot of my interactions. And I should mention also, I get really screwed at group dinners when we go out. Everyone wants to split a bottle of wine or order like four old fashions, but not little Mr. Water Pitcher over here. Someone always makes the, you're a cheap date, joke. And I have to be that guy who's like, I'm sorry, but we can't split the check X number of ways. There's a maxim out there, you are what you eat. Everybody's heard that. But I wonder now, are you what you drink also? That growth of my drinking ability and palate basically follows my development as a grown-up. In a lot of ways, being without it has broken me down to a more elemental state where I'm relearning what it means to know what gives me satisfaction. My personality back as a kid was embryonic. I turned out okay. I turned out a fully formed person. But now I'm sort of a new person, one who sees that path ahead without that much clarity. Or maybe I should rephrase that. I'm relearning to define what it means to be normal. And I'm figuring out how to talk about that, the definition of normal, for myself. So back to that original question, like forever. I don't know. Part of me wants to continue this, just to see how long I can do it to please myself. The other part of me wants to really earn a drink someday. Not like before, where the idea of like just making it to Friday was enough. But doing something truly momentous that really breaks the rhythms of my everyday life. The follow-up question to that is, will I know what that is when it comes along? And then, will I care? But until then, I'm good with water. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike Josie. Man, what a thoughtful, great dude. Mike, also a big REM fan. Did I remember that right?
That's right.
You're all right, Mike. You're all right.